There is a cliche that says, we are known by the friends we keep. One of the friends of this couple was up to no good, at least in the eyes of many, and soon that friendship would blossom into a story we still know well from history. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
The year was 1778. Benedict Arnold was a hero of the Battle of Saratoga. However, Arnold had just been introduced by his new wife, Peggy, to a friend of hers, John Andre, a spymaster for the British.
That correspondence immediately turns to treason. So they're writing back and forth in code, and Arnold says, I will defect to the British, and he's negotiating for how much money the British will pay him.
Char Weigel of the Tarrytown, New York Historical Society says Arnold was one of George Washington's best and most trusted commanders, and he wanted to get him back on the battlefield. But Arnold had other ideas.
Arnold's like, you know what I really want to do? I really want to be the military commandant of West Point. And West Point is one of the most important forts that the Americans have.
West Point protected the Hudson River, a waterway that the British wanted to use as a route to bring troops down from Canada.
It would end the war, frankly, if they took over the Hudson. So the Brits really want this. So now Arnold's got two things. I'll defect and I'll get you West Point.
Arnold, his wife, and young son moved to West Point in 1780. General Washington soon got in touch with Arnold.
I want to stop up and see West Point and see you guys. So immediately Arnold writes John Andre and the Brits and says, trifecta. You get me, you get West Point, and I'll tell you when the commanding general of the Continental Army is going to be here. You can kidnap him, you can kill him, you can have at him.
Arnold immediately began negotiating for a higher price from the British. If he not only defected, but gave the Brits West Point and delivered George Washington into their hands, he could become very wealthy. John Andre knew the stakes were high and was ready to meet with Arnold directly. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Tarrytown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.